Welcome to Getting Granular, the podcast where digital marketing experts from the agency Granular talk about the latest trends, tried and true best practices, and share their unfiltered thoughts about the industry. Whether you're here to learn how to grow your business, improve your digital skills, or just want to hear some Midwest PPC experts rant about digital media, you've come to the right place.
Thank you once again for tuning into the Getting Granular podcast. Once again, I am your host, Chris Caesar, Senior Manager of Paid Media here at Granular, and I am joined once again by Anna Borchert, a Director of Digital Media here.
Thanks for having me, Chris. I'm excited to continue talking about what we're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. So anybody who's listened to the podcast previously knows that we, a few months back, covered sort of an overview of programmatic advertising, what it is, a high level of what your options are, and different ways to potentially use them in your advertising. Today, we're going to do a part one or a part two, depending how you classify that first overview, of a sort of deep dive looking at here are our options for very specific options in that programmatic advertising. So today, we're going to be talking about over-the-top and connected TV, and the main difference is for when you should use one or the other or both. So, Anna, let's start off at the most basic level. CTV, connected TV, and OTT, over-the-top streaming, are two things that you've probably explained to me, what, seven or eight different times?
Definitely more than that.
All right. It's great. And I still struggle to understand these. So let's start off at the basic of what each one of them is. So CTV.
Yeah. So you kind of already explained what the acronym is. Programmatic advertising in general uses a lot of acronyms. So CTV, as Chris said, is connected TV. So, you know, folks in marketing or advertising, clients may have heard that, but to the general public, they don't really know exactly what that is. You know, you just think of the word TV, and that's basically what it is. So it's going to be any kind of streaming content on your TV, if it's a smart TV or a device like a Roku, Amazon Fire, Chromecast, etc. Whereas OTT, or over the top, is just going to be any sort of content that is delivered, quote unquote, over the top of a cable box or over the internet.
So over the top, meaning when you say over the top of a cable box,
it just basically means internet.
So it bypasses the cable box.
Yes, because okay. It's over the interwebs.
Okay, so then if I am watching, say, the Olympics or a basketball game on my laptop, that is OTT.
Correct.
Because CTV is only on the TV and anything else is OTT.
OTT, yep. Okay. So basically, as it says, you know, in the name, TV, CTV. On your television.
All right. I think I'm finally understanding this. So let's sort of take that a step further, and we sort of touched a little bit, but let's look at these real-world examples. So where and when can I use these? What industries are they relevant to? Let's start there.
Pretty much anyone can benefit from CTV or OTT advertising. You know, commercials, TV advertising have been around for, you know, years upon years. So it's really not changing anything except for how people stream content. You know, I don't know the exact percentage, but I was reading something a couple months ago about, you know, how people aren't actually using traditional cable anymore and everyone is subscribing to, you know, all the various channels and networks and everything else that's out there. So it hasn't changed much. That's where, you know, again, everyone can kind of benefit from it. It's just how you use it, because there's going to be a lot of cost differences between just kind of an OTT and then a CTV placement.
Okay, so you sort of mentioned the cost. Let's talk a little bit more about that. What are the differences in cost? Does one make more sense to use if I have a smaller budget? Does one make sense if I have used a larger budget? Do you want to just explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, so kind of when it comes down to it, everything programmatically is bought via CPM. So when we look at OTT versus CTV, it's going to be basically a lower CPM or a higher CPM. So OTT traditionally, again, it kind of depends on what you're going after, but are usually like $15, $20 CPMs. A lot of the CTV placements, again, very variable depending on, you know, premium placements like Hulu, are going to start more in like the $40 to $45 range. So Of course, depending on what your budget is, how competitive the certain placements you go after are, if you choose CTV or OTT, that's basically going to, you know, decide what kind of video advertising marketing plan you come up with.
So you sort of touched on the differences in CPM. Since the CPMs for CTV are going to be that much higher, is it safe to assume that, assuming money is no object, my performance is going to be better on a CTV than OTT?
Yes and no, because it really is going to depend on kind of what you go after, because everything is basically handled via what's called private marketplace deals or PMP deals. So you can choose a bundle, we'll call it, of different placements. So you can kind of grab a bundle, you know, if you're attacking it that way for, you know, run of network or kind of everything. You can also choose specific placements and just go after Hulu, which of course, you know, is a very competitive space. So that might not necessarily mean that you get unlimited, you know, views. You can also change your frequency. So, you know, it really comes down to creating a full-fledged marketing plan for how you're going to choose what content, what devices, potentially what shows, when we can get it that specific.
Okay. So then I guess to take that a step further, when we talk about performance, what are the performance metrics that we are looking at to determine if something is a success or not? Because obviously I wouldn't expect someone to fill out a lead generation form based on a TV ad they saw. That's just, there's just a disconnect there. So what are the main KPIs that we'd be looking at to say, okay, this has been a successful campaign, or we could do some things to improve it?
Yeah. So CTV, pretty similar to awareness, or it is an awareness campaign primarily, but similar to audio campaigns, we're not really going to see a lot of clicks from those. So on, you know, OTT, where it'll show up on your laptop or your tablet or your phone, we can see clicks off of those because it'll either be in an app or, you know, native in like Safari or whatever full episode player someone might be watching. So from there, you can see clicks. I still would not recommend that be kind of like a main KPI because we're still not going to see a lot of those. Now, in terms of course, CTV, you don't see clicks off of that. So kind of what you want to look at as a whole is, you know, how many videos were started and then what that completion rate is. So that basically is kind of a bounce rate of the video for how many people watch the entire video and, you know, either make it to the next part of whatever they're watching or if they click out and bounce out. So traditionally, like an 87% video completion rate is like, I'd say, the standard from what I've seen for like an OTT video. But CTV, since, you know, there's not really anything you can click out of, it's pretty much when people are just watching TV, that more so is like a 97-98% completion rate. So those would be the main metrics, impressions, unique impressions, and then video completion rate that we would look at.
Okay, so then let's, I guess, talk about some potential placements of where, we sort of already touched on it, but where are the ideal places to be placing these video ads?
Yeah, so as a kind of reference, you can choose things in terms of like bundles. So, you know, and depending on, again, how you buy your placements programmatically, because you can go direct with advertisers or you can, you know, go through things like the Trade Desk or any other DSP, you can do these bundles. So, again, like a run of network kind of thing will basically just choose based on what you're bidding for will be like, quote unquote, the best placement. Some of the like more specific ones you can choose would be, you know, live sport content. So like March Madness or NBA Finals, for example. You can break it down to individual like Roku channels. As I kind of mentioned before, there's a million different Roku channels out there. And then, you know, more specifically, when you're looking at the OTT side, choose specific websites like BuzzFeed. You know, they've got tons of video content. That would be an example of one. So kind of everything. When you think about it, it's really just how you are putting together your marketing plan for what might make sense, because not every advertiser is going to make sense to be on live sports.
So you talked about the different ways that you could possibly purchase these ads, be it direct through the provider or through the Trade Desk. What, I guess, are sort of the reasons why I would or wouldn't want to do one or the other? What are the pros and cons of doing it direct versus through the Trade Desk, et cetera?
Yeah, so kind of one of those things which we talked about in our first or overview kind of Programmatic is that a lot of programmatic is done using real-time bidding. So it takes into account, you know, the audience or kind of the placement that you're going after. So instead of going direct, you can kind of hit multiple places with a, you know, something like the Trade Desk where you can go after the bundles or the PMP deals, because then you have more options to hit people rather than just going direct where you're, you know, only choosing that one placement.
Okay. So unless there's anything else you wanted to add in about sort of the overview of the real world examples, I think it makes the most sense. Let's go into, you know, pros, cons, you know, what are potential downsides of each of them. So let's obviously start with the pros.
Yeah. So the pros, you know, compared to kind of like your traditional media, as I said, it's giving you more options to go after certain things, especially since a lot of people are using connected TV devices, not necessarily, you know, subscribing to traditional cable. You're basically able to hit, you know, people who aren't on normal TV. So that's the main thing. And you can hit, you know, really premium placements. Hulu obviously is a very large part of the market when it comes to streaming TV or streaming content. And then there's other, you know, obviously then there's other placements like Pluto that you can hit that are also, you know, have a lot of content that you're not necessarily going to be able to hit via, you know, a more quote unquote traditional video campaign or obviously something on YouTube. Another benefit is that you can also layer in some of your first and then third-party data. So if you have any sort of customer list, you can basically apply that to your campaign, again, depending on how you buy.
In both CTV and OTT.
Correct.
Cool.
It will limit the audience, obviously, but if you're trying to hit some specific people, that's kind of the way to do it.
Okay. Is there a minimum for that? Of, say, my CRM list? I need to have 3,000 people, 30,000 people, 3 million people?
I hate to answer this way, but it depends on the platform.
It's always the best answer.
It's true.
Okay, so then I guess let's look at it the other way. You mentioned that we'll get a ton more people if we don't limit ourselves to our customer list or our retargeting list.
Mm-hmm.
What is the potential audience? And obviously, I think I may be about to answer my own question here, but say I want to target the Super Bowl, you know, 300 million people watch the Super Bowl. How many of those people could I reach with a CTV? Is it going to depend on how many people are watching via OTT?
Yep. So it'll depend, you know, and then again, kind of like how some of the buys are, you can choose individual devices. So it's like, are you trying to hit people across all of the devices of like a Hulu or wherever, or are you just trying to target people who have Apple TV or Roku or something like that? So in theory, yes, but also in theory, no, if that answers your question, because it's going to be, you know, all, I hate to say it, it's all going to be dependent on how you choose it.
It depends is always the best answer.
Yeah, that, unfortunately, right? That seems to be my answer today.
Okay, so let's focus a little bit more directly on CTV. Mm-hmm. What are the pros of why would I want to use CTV?
That's really going to be when you're, you know, trying to target premium placements and, you know, high level awareness. So people have, you know, always traditionally watched TV. That's something where you can basically make sure to hit people when they're not necessarily going to expect it, if that makes sense. Because, you know, you're watching TV, or they have it on in the background, you're watching a particular show, et cetera. So you're really just hitting people when they're going about their, you know, normal day.
Okay, so then what about OTT?
So pretty similar, you know, you can reach a wide net of people. The one benefit of, you know, going OTT specifically is that you can hit people when they're on websites as well. So if you only do kind of like a CTV campaign, then you're missing out on people who are on, you know, Hulu on their phone or watching. I just realized that you can watch things on the Roku channel store on your phone if you have that app downloaded, as I do. It can basically increase your impression count since it opens up your reach to different things beyond just those smart TVs or smart devices.
Okay, so then I think, let me know if I'm wrong here, but it would be safe to assume that in general, OTT is going to reach a larger audience than CTV.
If you're just using CTV and not including OTT, then yes. But if you're targeting both, then obviously you're going to have a greater net of people because, for example, I don't watch anything on my phone, laptop, or computer. I'm pretty much exclusively watching stuff on my Chromecast.
You just told us you were watching stuff on your Hulu app, your Roku app.
No,
on your
phone. I noticed that you can.
Oh, okay.
I was going to watch it, and then I was going to try to cast it, and then I learned I can't cast it.
Just keeping you on your toes.
Yeah.
Okay. And you did mention that with OTT, one of the pros is also you can sometimes reach people on non-PMP deals.
Yeah, so you can, pretty similar to like a display campaign, target like specific websites and then exclude websites as well. And again, depending on how you buy, whether it's like the trade desk or...
Okay, and explain PMP one more time.
Private marketplace deal, which are going to, again, kind of be like those bundles. You can kind of target everything Hulu or everything Pluto or everything within like arts and entertainment or et cetera.
Okay, cool. So I think let's also take a sort of a turn and let's say, what are some potential downsides? Why, you know, it sounds like a great idea to use CTV or OTT. Why might, in our discussions about my needs, why might you talk me out of using it?
One of the, you know, disadvantages of CTV is just how expensive it is. So in Q4, especially, what I saw for Hulu is that the CPMs were getting, you know, pretty high. I think I had previously mentioned, theoretically can start around like $45 for a CPM. I was seeing Hulu and in general CTV go a lot higher, like $80, $90, $100. So if you have a very strict budget, you might potentially not be able to reach people because you might not be able to be competitive enough. And CTV also just has more specific creative since it's more like a traditional TV commercial. It's like a 15 or a 30 second.
And it's strict on those numbers.
Yes, it is.
Are there other options where like a 45 or a 60? Does that affect the cost?
For like OTT that? Or CTV?
CTV.
You can't do it.
Okay, so it's very...
It's very, like, strict, especially when you get to some of the more premium placements. Content will have to be approved by the placement. So, like, you have to get brand approval, basically, so that not just anyone is placing a commercial on those channels. Like, you straight up have to get brand approval from Hulu before you can run an ad.
Okay, I see. So if I was building something... in my garage, I couldn't just run a Super Bowl ad.
No. Exactly.
Got it. Okay, so then what about OTT?
Something there is that it can just be skippable. So you can have kind of like non-standard video lengths, unlike the CTV side of things. So depending how... what your seconds are, you know, kind of similar to what we see on YouTube is that people might just skip over it. So when I was talking about the video completion rate, that's where people might, you know, at a certain point, just skip over it and not watch your whole video, for example. So then you're potentially missing out on your overall reach. And I guess another downside too of OTT is that because it can be on websites, it might not necessarily, if you're not whitelisting or adding exclusions, you might potentially be hitting websites that, you know, aren't necessarily as high as others of if you're, you know, hitting a certain device or, you know, a certain show or things like that.
Sure. So I think one other thing, too, that we mentioned, that you sort of mentioned that the ads can be skippable as well.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say... I'm browsing the website for my local newspaper, and I get some sort of ad that in one of the media players. That's OTT, correct?
Yes.
And then I skip that. It's one of those. It can
be multiple things depending on the website, but
I think what I'm getting at is there's sometimes where, you know, people, like when I explain to my grandma what I do for a living, she goes, "Oh, you're the one that designs the pop-up ads." If your brand is in one of those, every now and then there can be some of those like pop-up video players that can be somewhat intrusive. Would that qualify as an OTT?
Oh, like one of the ads where it's like at the bottom and pops up and then it's just...
Or even if I'm watching a news story and there's a pre-roll commercial.
Yeah, I mean, the pre-roll
the
would be, yeah, the news, for example. Cause, like, I tend to see a lot of placements for like local news channels on programmatic.
Sure. Which, I mean, a lot of people read and watch Chernobyl News. Yeah. So then I think before we wrap this up, we would just sort of be remiss if we didn't ask about traditional TV placements. So I think I don't understand this myself that much either, is where does a traditional TV buy fall under the umbrella of programmatic advertising? Can I do a traditional TV buy programmatically? Would it fall under a CTV because it's still sort of technically on the TV? Is that going to be completely separate? How does that work?
So a traditional TV buy, if you have a cable box, would be like going direct or working with an account exec at Spectrum or AT&T or, you know, wherever that is. In terms of more of the, like, Spectrum has an app, for example, that would still be more or less through them. It would just, in theory, then be considered a CTV because that it is on their app on your smart TV.
So a purchase on the Spectrum TV app.
It's more of a direct placement.
So it would not technically qualify as programmatic.
I mean, or it would like it is, but not if you're using like the Trade Desk or something like that. It would be like if you're going directly to Hulu or directly to Spectrum or anything like that.
Sure. Okay. So it would be more of a direct buy then.
Yeah. And that's kind of where I was talking about the differences where budget can come into play and why it's more beneficial to go programmatically, because you can hit a ton of different placements rather than just kind of, you know, be a little bit more restricted.
Okay. That is something I've always wondered about, because I am proudly going to be one of the last millennials with a cable box. So that's a hill I will die on, that I'm going to be sticking with cable for as long as I need to.
Yeah. And, you know, that can kind of, like, in our audio podcast when we talk about that, be a kind of similar route where we can talk about, like, traditional radio and programmatic audio. So be on the lookout for that.
All right. Awesome. Nice teaser.
Thank you.
So starting to wrap things up here, I think the main takeaway, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but, I mean, CTV and OTT can be a super beneficial part of your marketing strategy, mm-hmm. As long as, again, you have the proper budget and you're using it correctly and, you know, you have the right strategy as to what to optimize for.
Yeah, exactly. You know, awareness is always very important for any brand. You know, TV isn't going anywhere. I once saw a stat about, like, how over the past 50 or 60 years, TV consumption has increased by, obviously, an insane amount. And as we continue to get more and more devices, it is just going to allow you to put your brand in areas that, you know, you might not necessarily have been in if you weren't using programmatic.
Awesome. I guess to sort of wrap it up then, did you have any other thoughts we didn't talk about that you wanted to call out?
No, we pretty much covered everything.
All right. Awesome. Well, Anna, thanks again for joining us. Always great to have you.
Yeah, I'm always happy to chat with you and talk about programmatic.
Great. And then, everyone, I hope you tune in next time for our next installment of the Programmatic Podcast series. I think we're going to call this part two. It'll be part two.
Yeah, I'll consider this part two.
Today is part one.
Oh, part one of the overall series.
Part one of the deep dives.
Yes.
Yes, part two of the overall. But so next time will be part two. Tune on in for when we talk about terminology and KPIs. I know we touched a little bit on it already.
Mm-hmm. Acronyms.
Yes. All. Trust me, there are a lot.
There is.
Anna has explained this to me I don't know how many times, and I still have to ask her what they all mean. Mm-hmm. So it'll be good to get those lined up, and we will be able to get you a good reference guide as to how to follow along as we continue to talk about these things. Mm-hmm. Other than that, thanks again for listening to the Getting Granular podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe. Leave us a review if you like us or want to hear something different. That way you don't miss out on any PPC tips, tricks, or news in the digital marketing world. I have been your host, Chris Caesar. Thanks for getting granular with us today.